Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
This is Shane. This is Teresa Edwards.
All right, I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, I was trying to apply for unemployment. I was just recently I guess you call it laid off from my job. I attempted to do something online, but I'm not sure if I did it right, and I don't know how to I guess I don't know what to do. Now, this is my first
Okay.
time.
After you
So can you
completed it, did you receive an email?
not yet that I can see. I had just done it earlier today. I mean, like within probably an hour ago.
Okay. Well, I can check on that for you. Could you provide your social security number for me, please?
Yes, it's 423-213267.
All right. Could you verify your name for me one more time? Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was washing my hands and I put it on mute. So, yes, my name is Teresa M. as in Meadows Edwards.
Okay. Could you verify your date of birth for me, please?
October 3rd, 1969.
Okay. And could you verify your mother's maiden name?
Singleton.
All right. And could you verify your driver's license number for me, please?
537-6589.
All right. And you said that you tried to file today.
Yes, I went all the way through the process. I've never filed before, and I was trying to read a pretty good bit, and it was saying something about having to put in weekly, in order for the previous week. And if I filed like an application last week, I don't know if I can go ahead and put that in now, or if I have to give y'all so much time to get my account set up. I don't know how that works.
Okay. It does look like your claim went through, so you should be receiving an email soon. But basically what you would do is you filed this week, so you have this week to set up at the Alabama Works website to search for jobs. And then you report those applications next week when you do your weekly certification. And you basically just do that every week to claim your benefits, because you have
Okay.
to verify that you are working and looking for a job.
Okay. I'm a little bit overwhelmed and kind of confused on some of this. So when I got to the last page where it was saying closing statements, and it gives you a place in blue to click benefit rights and responsibilities, it just goes to like the resource you're looking for has been removed. And so I clicked on mail me that because it's not available online. But I don't know what my responsibilities are. So I'm trying to figure out what exactly do I do? I assume that I'm having to show that I've applied for a job each week, but I don't know how many. And I don't know exactly where on here I enter the information or if I can call it in.
So you right now we're only reporting one a week.
Okay.
Basically you apply for a job through Alabama Works and then you
Through a
report
certain
that.
website or just
Yes.
in person?
No, through a web. You can go through your career center if you want to, but it
Okay.
should be through Alabama Works.
Okay. Is there a link on this for that? I'm not sure.
Yes, if you go to our website, labor.alabama.gov, let's see, there will be a blue strip at the top, and you'll see something called a tab called Online Services.
Okay, let me get it over there real quick so I can look at it while you're talking to me. Okay, Alabama Department of Labor, and you can
yes.
Blue Strip Online Services. Okay, got that. Okay, now what?
So if you hover over it, it'll have a drop-down. You'll see a drop-down list. In that list,
okay.
Kind of in the middle, you'll see Alabama Works.
Alabama Works. Let me find that. Okay. I did online services. I don't see Alabama Works. There's a picture of an old man in a cap that says job seekers. Is that it? Or claimants?
You scroll down too far. So on the very top, there's a blue strip that has like a tab that says unemployment, employers, online services.
Okay. And I clicked on online services. Oh, it's under that. Okay, because I clicked on the page and scrolled the page. Okay, so you go down to Alabama Works, okay?
Right, so you go to the Alabama Works website.
Okay.
And you should have been registered whenever you finished your claim. So you just have to like make your login information. You'll update your online resume. And then you'll apply for at least one job a week. And you report that job on your certification every week to prove that you are seeking work.
Okay. I can't remember what my username was on the other one. I'm not sure if I put it in as my email address. I think this is it. I'm not really sure. My short-term memory is awful. And ever since COVID, I swear COVID brain is real. Okay, so that wasn't the right one. Dadgummit. Okay, so what I'm putting in is wrong. I guess I've got to retrieve the information to make sure. How could I have just done it a few minutes ago and then can't remember the daggum thing? So I usually depend on the computer to save something, but I've never signed in on this part of it before.
Right. You might not have your email attached yet. You might have to finish your registration by signing in with your it might request your social security number. I don't know why I forgot the word social security number.
Well, I was sitting here trying to say, what's my username? Is that my email address?
I don't, it's whatever you were registered with.
Did not find that username. Dadgummit, what the heck is my username on here? So,
you might have to wait a day because you're already registered through us, but
okay.
We might not have, it might not have finished that process yet.
Okay. Are you able to look at my application?
I can't. The only thing that I can see is that you have, submitted your claim. That's all I can see.
Okay. Do you help with the claims themselves?
No, I don't. I file claims, and then the inquiry department, they process claims. So.
Okay. I'm just curious. Since I was actually, on my job, my last physical work day was 11/4. Which was November 4th, but they didn't do the separation date until the 23rd because my GMO and my office manager were trying to get corporate to keep me, but they're downsizing and restructuring the business, and so they're kind of working on a skeleton crew. So at what point how long does it take for me to start receiving a check from y'all, and then what amount would that be? Like, what can I anticipate?
That's all determined based on your wages. I wouldn't be able to tell you, and I'm not really sure how they calculate that. However, I can tell you it normally takes about 2 to 3 weeks, give or take, to process an unemployment claim.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell you how long that it'll take them or what it would be.
So if it takes that long to process, am I supposed to go ahead and or do I have the ability to go ahead and be applying online during that process of 3 weeks?
Yes, you have to actually claim, like, do your weekly certification and do your job applications while you're waiting for that, because your claim has to stay active for you to claim benefits. So basically you're just keeping your claim active while you're going through your process.
Okay. So you're thinking I probably need to wait at least 24 hours for y'all to get the, I guess, account process began. Then what do I do, like, tomorrow or the next day during this week? Do I go onto your site first?
During this week, what you'll do is you'll work on finishing your resume through Alabama Works. You won't be able to do a weekly certification until next week, because the way that claims work is that's how you claim benefits for the previous week. So you can't claim this week because you didn't have a claim in until this week. Does that make sense?
Okay. So I can't list what job, if I applied separate from your website, I can't include that, right?
You maybe could, but we don't recommend that you do. We recommend that you use Alabama Works.
Okay, so even though I applied last week, y'all won't count it, is that right?
Like applied for a job or applied as in did a claim?
Oh, applied for a job. So if I apply for a job other than what's online, do y'all still include that, or is there a way to list it?
You would just need the information that it provides. So if you know it, you can. I don't know what it's going to ask for, which is one of the reasons why I usually tell people to go through Alabama Works, because we're affiliated with them. So they know what we're going to ask for, and they list it for you. So it's pretty much all done and dusted before you have to do anything.
Okay. So sounds like we need to wait a couple days and make sure that y'all have got everything done on your end. Then I need to go under Alabama Works and log in and apply for a job, and then come back to what website do I show that I've done that? I mean, it sounds like I'm having to do two different things.
Yes, it is two different. It's two steps for claiming your benefits. The first one is to update your resume and apply for jobs through Alabama Works. Then the second one would be to do your weekly certification through us, and that's how you claim your benefits.
Okay. And so the sounds like I need to go in and somehow register. Am I not able to register, you say, for 24 hours or so for the Alabama Works?
If you're not, so we register you for Alabama Works. If you're not seeing or able to register right now, then that means that we probably still have to process you through. So if I would just wait till tomorrow to see if, you know, because you might not be in today.
That makes perfect sense. Okay. Do you know of anything else that I could sign up for? I know about EBT, I guess Medicaid for health insurance. Do you know of anything else that's out there that I could sign up for?
No, I mean, really, that's about it. You know, if you're going through unemployment, food stamps and EBT, and filing with us, and then Medicaid, it's really about it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all your help. You have a good day.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day as well.
Bye-bye.